Lips to kiss. Why don't we use all of them? God has given them to us. Let's extend our hands as a handshake or a hug or a kiss towards the brothers and sisters around us and say, Mas maganda ka pa sa umaga. Okay, we're gonna do something crazy again. What we usually do, or sometimes we do it, we plant a sign of the cross on the foreheads of the brothers and sisters around us and say, May God bless you this morning. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Just do that. May God bless you this morning. Parents to their children. Children to their parents. That's right. Kids, it's your chance to get even now. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a big hand. God is good. He deserves praise and worship. Hallelujah. Let's be seated for a while. Ibibisto ko kayong ngayon sa umagang ito. Sino ang mga nanonood ng Mula sa Puso at Esperanza, pakitaas ng kamay? Okay, Maya. Sige na, hindi ko yung papagalitan. Taas ng kamay, yung mga nanonood ng Mula sa Puso at Esperanza. May tanong ako. Sino? Di ba sa lahat ng soap opera, may isang karakter doon na nakakainis? No? Yung talagang... Ang sama. Sino yung karakter na yun sa Mula sa Puso? Sino? Selena. Sabi si Princess Punsalan? Ayun, okay. Sa Esperanza naman, si? Montero, yung ex-mayor. Tama? Okay. Hindi, okay lang naman manood doon. Kaya lang, may prayer meeting kami sa Anaheim. 7 o'clock yun. Pero nung namatay si Vina, 8 o'clock na dumarating yung mga tao. Kasi hindi siya namatay, no? Kunyari namatay. So, kinikwento sa akin yung mga nangyayari. Alam mo, yung buhay parang soap opera, yung soap opera parang buhay. Laging may karakter na masama. Laging may difficult person. This morning, we're gonna talk about the Selinas and the Monteros of our life. Lahat ng tao dito sa auditorium, sa theater na to, I am sure you have a Selena in your life. You have a Montero in your life. You have a difficult person in your life. Sino dito ang may difficult person? Taas ng kamay. Uy, yung iba, dalawa daw. Pero alam mo yung... The thing that I want you to know is that if you do not have a difficult person in your life, that means that God has no plans for you. I'll say that again. If you do not have a difficult person in your life, that means that God is not working in your life. He has no plans or purposes for you. The reason why you have a difficult person in your life is because He is doing something. Do you understand that when God puts a difficult person in your life, He is putting His tools? God uses the difficult persons in our life as tools to shape us and mold us and make us into His image and likeness. Do you believe in that? Well, it's difficult to say amen, I know, but say it, amen. Amen. That difficult spouse, that difficult child, that difficult mother, that difficult boss, that difficult office mate, sino man yan, God is using for your holiness, for your sanctity, for the increase of patience, for the stretching of your love. Amen? 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 Can you say this together? Thank you, Lord, for my difficult persons. Wag galing sa ilong. Galing sa puso. Mula sa puso. Sabihin natin. Thank you, Lord, for my difficult person. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. You know, work, may mga pag mga tayo usually English tayo, you know? So, pag tinatanong tayo, bago pupunta tayo sa feast, saan ka pupunta? Sa prayer meeting. Pero tuwang-tuwa ako nung kinakausap ko isang tao na mas Tagalog siya. Mas Tagalog yung ginagamit niya. Tinanong ko siya, pupunta siya sa isang prayer meeting eh. Pero hindi ako sigurado. So tinanong ko, saan ka pupunta? Sinabi niya, sa gawain. Gawain? First time ko narinig yun eh. So, gawain? Anong gawain? Sa gawain ng Panginoon. Prayer meeting ba yun? Ibig sabihin? Oo. Ang ganda no. Gawain ng Panginoon. Sabay-sabay nga tayo. Gawain ng Panginoon. Itong feast na to, gawain ng Panginoon. Ganda, no? Mas maganda yun sa prayer meeting, ah. Gawain ng... Ibig sabihin, ito lang yung... Hindi ko alam kung yun ang niyang ibig sabihin at hindi ko alam kung yun ang ibig sabihin ng literal na translation. Pero ito yung gusto kong ibigay na kahulugan. This is the meaning, the definition I want to put into that word. I believe that we can use that word and redeem it and say, tama, itong prayer meeting na to, hindi gawa-gawain lang natin. Hindi tayo pasayaw-sayaw at pakanta-kanta at pakinig-kinig at paupo-upo. Hindi yun. Hindi tayo ang gumagawa. Ang lugar na to ay galawan ng Panginoon. Ang Diyos ang kikilos. Ang Diyos ang gagalaw. Ang Diyos ang gagawa. Kaya gawain ng Panginoon. Ganda, no? At yung buhay mo, kapatid, yun ang isang gawain ng Diyos. Alam mo ba yun? Do you know that? Sabihin natin sabay-sabay, ako ay gawain ng Panginoon. Ang Panginoon ang kumikilos sa buhay mo. Ang Panginoon ang siyang gumagalaw sa buhay mo. God is moving in your life and He's using all sorts of things to change, to shape, to mold. And sisters and brothers, He's using the Salinas and the Monteros of your life. I'm gonna help you identify them. In your outlines, I wrote down a few characteristics of some difficult persons. In fact, if I would list down all the characteristics of the difficult persons in our lives, kulang. Kulang ang bulletin na to. Kailangan Manila bulletin. Kalaki ang bulletin natin. Hindi pwede kaka... Pero sinulit ko lang yung sampu lang. Subukan natin. Number one, demanding. Sa Anawim, tumatanggap kami ng mga lola, mga abandoned elderly people. Iilan sa kanila, difficult persons. Yung mga iba, hindi masyado. Siguro mga 5 minutes lang sila, kakapasok lang nila sa Anawim, tinanggap lang sila galing sa kalye. Alam na namin kung difficult siya o hindi. One characteristic is demanding. Yung siya, minsan tawag namin sa kanila, at the back of our minds, ito yung si Lola, give me this. Kasi, give me this, give me that. Pahingin ng tubig. Pahingin ng tinapay. Matigas, palambutin mo naman. Yung, wala bang palaman? Ay, cheese lang? Yung ganun, yung talagang pahingi, pa ganun, yung she feels that the world is revolving around her. No? Yung buong mundo ay nakasentro sa kanya. Is this familiar to you? Some difficult persons are like this. Pangalawa, ungrateful. Na I remember I gave a chocolate to a kid. Loka lang yung choknat. So tuwang-tuwa ako kasi paborito yan eh ng mga ilang mga bata. Sinabi ko, tumingin sa akin, tapos tumingin sa chocolate. Ay, choknat lang? Walang Cadbury? Difficult person. May mga difficult persons sa ating buhay na maski anong ibigay mo sa kanila, maski anong gawin mo sa kanila, maski anong klaseng ibigay mo, they will always look for what you do not give them. They will never look at what you already have given them. They will look for the things that you have not given. Does this resonate? Does this resonate with some of your experiences? Third, blamer. Are you familiar with a blamer? Lahat ng nangyayari sa kanilang buhay dahil sa'yo. Lahat. Ba't siya may sipon? Ba't siya mahina yung tuhod niya? Ba't siya gutom? Bakit siya inuuba na? Bakit siya kinaka? Lahat dahil sa'yo. She or he will never take personal responsibility for what's happening to her spiritual life or her emotional life or her personal life or his loss of job or his sickness. Wala. It's because of you. And it's difficult. It's difficult to deal with someone like that. Fourth, an angry critic. You know, sometimes I meet people whose love and joy and habit is to criticize. Sometimes I'm tempted to ask them, you know, they always criticize. Gusto kong tanungin, nasa mission statement mo ba yan? Bahagi ba yan ang purpose of life mo? Nasa job description mo? Mag-criticize for the rest of your life, you know? Everything they do is they criticize, and it's difficult to deal with someone like that. And then you've got the unfaithful and the disloyal. You've got the controlling and the domineering. You've got the hypersensitive. Hindi mo lang siya matingnan, masasaktan na. Selfish, irresponsible, and overly dependent, all of the above. Brothers and sisters, kung letter J nyo, iche-check. Kung meron kayong difficult person, na letter J siya, all of the above, nakikiramay ako. My condolence. But you know, sometimes we have those. But you know, brothers and sisters, my question now is not so much anymore, meron ba kayong difficult people sa buhay nyo? Siguro mas magandang tanong ngayon eh, ikaw ba ay difficult person sa ibang tao? Tingnan natin ang listahan ngayon. Yan, mas maganda to. We will look at the list, get your pens, and ask yourself, are you demanding? Minsan. Are you ungrateful? Madalas. Are you a blamer? You know, you look at that list and ask yourself that question, whether you yourself are a difficult person. I'll give you 2 seconds. One, two. Anong sagot? Yes. I mean, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm a difficult person to my wife. And not always. Praise God. But sometimes, you know, we are difficult persons to people. I'm a difficult person to my staff. I'm a difficult person to my co-leaders. You know, at certain days, at certain times, we are. Bottom line, let's read together. Bottom line, we become a difficult person when we have a love hunger that has not been satisfied. Because of this, we want to control our lives and consequently try to control the lives of others in the chance that we make ourselves worthy of love. Naturally, this game is a farce. Only God can perfectly fill our love hunger. Amen? Why are you demanding? Why are you insecure and hypersensitive? Why all of these things? Because you have a love hunger that needs to be satisfied. And you need the satisfaction that comes from the Lord. Why love difficult people? Because it's a command of God. It's a purpose of God. Difficult people are essential to life. Because gold is tested by fire and worthy men in the crucible of humiliation. Sirach 2 verse 5. How to love difficult people? Sige. Okay, Brother Bo. Sige. Mamahalin ko na ang mga mahihirap na mahalin sa aking buhay. I'm gonna love the difficult people. How? Number one. Hindi ko alam kung bakit number three to. Mali eh. Number one. Feel their pain. Say that with me. Ang unang hakbang para mahalin ng mga difficult people sa ating buhay, the first step is not to do things for that person, but first of all, to feel their pain, to actually understand them, to actually go down to their level. I'm going to ask you a question. Pag mali yung sagot niyo, lalabas kayo sa feast. Mahal ba kayo ng Diyos? Okay, you can stay. Do you love God? Does God love you? How does God love you? What was the first thing that Jesus did in loving you? Before He gave His life, the first thing that Jesus did, He became man. In English, you call that the mystery of yung beauty parlor doon, June Incarnation. The incarnation. Say that with me. Incarnation. Tinanong ko yung misis ko the other day. Ano yung Tagalog sa incarnation? Hindi ko alam. June Incarnation? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. Together. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. You want to love the difficult people? I want to hear an amen. Do you want to love the difficult people? Makinig kayo kung nag-amen yung mga katabi nyo. Kasi baka ikaw ang difficult person niya at ayaw kang mahalin. I'll ask that question again. Do you want to love the difficult people in your life? First of all, you've got to be incarnated in the life of that person. You've got to go down to the person's level and find out bakit siya difficult. You know, one of the difficult persons of our lives are the poor people. Do you believe in that? Do you know that? Do you recognize that? Do you acknowledge that? The difficult persons in our lives sometimes are the poor people because they're needy and they need us. And I always tell people this, do not first of all dig in your pocket. Ito yung una mong gagawin para mahalin yung mahihirap. You know, dole out. That's not it. The first step of loving the poor is to be incarnated in their lives. Mamuhay ka, go down, love them. Be their friend. Talk to them. Listen to them. Are you receiving this? Sa Tagalog, kainin mo yung pagkain nila. Langhapin mo yung hangin na linalanghap nila. Tumira ka sa mga tahanan nila. My experience was when I was a young kid, I was in church one day and pagkatapos ng misa, after mass, I knelt down and then I blurted out words that I didn't know where they came from. But the words were, Lord, patayin mo ako. Lord, hindi. Saan galing yun? I didn't know why I said those words, you know? But then I received a sense from the Lord that the Lord was saying, Bo, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right after you leave this church. You're going to die so that I will live in you. And so I left that church, and nung umalis ako, I saw this family at the steps. I think I shared this story with you already. The family was sleeping at the doorway of the church. And you know, it's out of habit. You kind of like, nakita mo sila, what do? Out of habit, you kind of like avoid, you know? And saka mabaho eh. Mabaho sila. Madudungis. We call them taong grasa sometimes. They're very, very dirty. But I heard the man, the father, call me. And he said, boy, I was still a young teenager then. Boy, pahingin ng almusal. And so I, you know, gave him 2 pesos and was about to leave when you just felt the stirring in your heart, you know, God saying, I'm gonna kill you now. And the invitation to not just dole out, but to actually be incarnated in them, to sit down, to talk with them, to listen to them. So that's what I did. I went near them, sat down. The 2 kids woke up. They started, you know, asking, Kuya! You know, they started climbing on top of me. And they started, you know, playing and so on. And then the mother woke up also. And she started talking, you know, talking about... And it's that point. That's what I mean. When you difficult persons... are not people that you just do something for them, but you try to feel their pain, you try to understand what's happening in their lives. It was amazing because she started talking about saan siya nanggaling. Galing doon siya sa, alam niyo yung QI? Okay, she came from there. Galing ako sa Quezon Institute, bro, nung sinabi niyang QI, parang, talaga? QI? You know? Oo, actually, tumakas lang ako dun eh. Malubha kasi yung aking TV. And by that time, I was already breathing at the side of my mouth.
Talaga?
No? But you know, when I was doing that, I felt God was saying, Bo, die. I'm gonna kill you now. Lord, naman literal lang tayo. May TV tong kausap ko. You know, but I really felt the Lord was saying, move closer. Move closer. Okay, Lord, move closer. Breathe. Lord, I'm breathing, oh. Breathe. Normally. Okay, deep breathing. Oh, tapos. Ah, ganun. Oo nga bo. Tsaka ganyan. So, yeah, all sorts of things. I had 30 minutes with them. But before leaving, she said something that I will never forget. You know, that happened 15 years ago. I don't know how many, but I can never forget what she told me. She said, "Salamat ha. Salamat at tinuring mo kaming tao." It's amazing that the poor people are not treated as human beings, you know. And she said, "Pahingin ng Bible." And so the next day I came back and gave. She didn't ask for money, she didn't ask for food, she asked for a Bible. Experiences like that have taught me. I lived with a squatters area when I was a teenager also, and living with them, we shared a comfort room for binilang ko yung mga pamilya doon eh. Siyam na pamilya sa isang comfort room, and then that's the kind of life there. And sometimes we just want to love the difficult people from afar, you know. But that's not it. The first step is to go and enter and be incarnated, be Emmanuel, God with us. Be there with them and love them. Do I hear an amen? When you have a difficult person in your life, find out why. You know, the person who abused me sexually when I was a kid, later on, I understood a little bit on why he was like that. As a small kid, he would be punished by his own father. He would be put into a sack, an empty sack, and then he'd be inverted, and he would be hung at the beam of the house, and he'd stay that way for hours. That would be his punishment. He was abused by his own parents. It doesn't excuse him for what he did to me, but it made me understand what he went through and why he was what he was. Are you getting this? To feel his pain, to understand where he's coming from. Number two, give to them God's resources, not yours. Say that with me. Give to them God's resources, not yours. Philippians 2:13 together. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Brothers and sisters, do not try to love a difficult person with your own resources, because difficult people, in essence, suck out, drain from you all your energy, your time, your attention. Do not give them your own resources. You'll burn out. Give them the resources of God. Remain connected with God. In other words, meralco ka lang, hindi ka napakor. Is this, are you receiving this? You are not napokor. You are not a geothermal plant. You are not a fuel-powered plant. You are meralco. Kable ka lang sa poste. And when you love a difficult person, it is not your own love that you're giving. It's not. It is God. And that's what I'm saying. Do you have a difficult person in your life? And is that person draining out your energies and you feel so burnt out? Maybe because, not always, but maybe because you're no longer so connected to the source of all power. Maybe you need to pray more. Maybe you need to bask in his presence and receive more love, so that when you meet that difficult person, there's a lot of love to give. Are you receiving this? I'm encouraging you and actually telling you, go to the throne room of God even more. Go to the presence of God even more. And let the power and the love of God just overflow in your life. So that when you meet a demanding person, or you meet a poor person, or you meet a needy person, or you meet a whatever kind of person, you have enough love to be able to share to that person. We go on. Number five. Together, be a team player. Refer them to God's other resources. What am I saying is that, you know, sometimes we're not the best person to help another person, or maybe we lack time, or we lack this or that. There are other people who can help them. In other words, huwag ka maging swapang sa blessings ng isang difficult person. Every difficult person is filled with the blessings of God. Puspos umaapaw, siksik, liglig at umaapaw ang isang difficult person ng biyaya at pagpapala ng Panginoon. Filled with the blessings of God, all for your taking. That difficult person will bless your life. Huwag ka maging swapang. I-share mo naman yung difficult person sa iba. Now, I know what your response will be. I-share ko lahat. Hindi naman. Tumanggap ka ng konti, but share it. Refer people who are difficult to you to other people who may also be able to help. I gave an example here from the parable or from the story of the Good Samaritan. Luke 10, verse 35. Together, the next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back. Sisters and brothers, anong ginawa ng Good Samaritan? Kinuha niya, pinulot niya sa daan. This guy was mauled and robbed. He got him, took care of him, brought him to the inn. Siguro may pupuntahan pa siya. May negosyo pa siya. Somewhere other to go, other place to go. What does he do? Gets the innkeeper to take care of the man. Goes away, will come back, will pay the innkeeper. Are you getting this? Being able to understand, you're not going to save that person. You're not going to change the difficult person. The Lord will do it. And the Lord will use a team of people. Be willing to share that difficult person to others. Number four. And this is the tough part. Together, be angry when they need your loving anger. Pag hindi ka magalit at kailangan magalit ka, ibig sabihin hindi mo siya mahal. Is that clear? I'm gonna say that again. Makinig na mabuti. Pag kailangan magalit ka dahil yun ang kailangan niya at hindi ka magagalit dahil takot ka, dahil whatever, hindi mo siya mahal. Some of the difficult persons in our life need our loving anger. And Ephesians 4 verse 6 says, be angry, but do not sin. So, pwede kang magalit if love demands that you get angry. Number five, together, leave them when that's what they need for their well-being. There are some difficult people in our life that if you're gonna ask the bone marrow, the essential, the most important bottom line question, and this is the question, if you can write this down in a piece of paper, that will be a blessing for the rest of your life. This will guide you forever and ever and ever. This question is this. What is the most loving thing to do for this person? What is the most loving thing to do for this person? You have a difficult person in your life. Sometimes, the most loving thing to do is to leave that person. To be able to say, you're on your own. I cannot help you anymore. I've done my part. I've tried my best to help you. Maybe I'm not the person that God is sending for your life. I'm leaving. It may be. I was talking to a girl. She was a member of a prayer group. May bagong dumating sa prayer group na yon. Isang lalaki. Guapo, dashing, you know. Lagi naka leather jacket. Maganda yung buhok niya. May earring. Malakas yung dating. Kumbaga, this girl looked and said, na in love siya. Pero crush lang naman daw. But the problem was that this guy was a drug addict. And so what did this girl try to do? Help this man. Counseling. Yeah. try to bring this guy to the Lord more. You know, every time they talk on the phone or they'd meet, she'd say, "Pag prayer time ka naman, mag scripture time ka naman, wag ka na mag drugs, wag ka na mag drink, wag ka na mag smoke," you know. And so this guy would get attached to this girl, and she'd get attached to that guy, and they were doing like, and they were going through that experience. And then this girl talked to me, and I had to wake her up. "Hoy, gising, you're not the right person for this guy. You're falling in love with him. Let someone else do it. Leave him, please. It's gonna be terrible." It's true. She was falling in love with a guy, and you know, they're gonna be boyfriend and girlfriend while this guy is. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that there's some difficult persons in your life that you just have to say, "I'm not the right person to help him. I'm gonna leave." And I told her, refer him to other men in the community or in the prayer group to help him. But don't be the one to do it. "But he likes me." Of course he likes you, you know. Maybe later on, who knows? Let him get changed first. Let him be converted. Maybe later on, if God really wants both of you together, then you're going to meet each other's path. And then it's going to be lovelier the second time around. But not now. There are some difficult persons in your life that you'll just have to say, "I'm not the person for this person. We better part ways. Amen? Conclusion. This is connected with our first reading in our gospel. Revelations 21, verse 4 and 5, together. "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. I am making everything new." Brothers and sisters, the good news is that in the kingdom of heaven, there are no difficult persons. Do you want to go to heaven? Hallelujah. I also have some bad news. In hell, every single spirit and being and creature in that planet are all difficult people. Everyone. Every single person. And I don't want to stay there. I'll tell you, I don't want to live in hell. I'd rather go to heaven. Because in that place, there is not one single difficult person, including me. I will stop being a difficult person. Brothers and sisters, I pray that God will train us to know how to love the difficult people in our life. Can I invite you to stand? Kapatid, meral ko ka lang, hindi ka napokot. Kable ka lang sa poste. We need to connect to our power source, and that's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to invite you to ask the Lord to give you a greater desire, a more fervent desire to be in His presence, to pray more. Whatever, in whatever way you do, you're driving, you're cooking, or whatever, you are connected. You are attached to the power source of the universe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Connect with God right now. If you can symbolize that by a raised up right hand, a lifted up right hand. Okay, that's it. Don't be ashamed. Everybody's doing it. Don't be ashamed. Okay, just I want you to close your eyes. I want you to connect with your God. Hand to hand. Let your hand touch His hand. And let your heart touch His heart. Spirit to spirit. Touch Him. Connect with your God. And let His power flow through you and every part of you. And then say this with me, Lord Jesus. As the earth revolves around the sun,
as the earth revolves around the sun,
I pray that my heart, will revolve around you.
Will revolve.
Let not my life,
stray away
from the orbit you have established for me. Lord, forgive me. If I'm using my resources. I want your resources. I want your power.
I want your power.
Ako ay gawain ng Panginoon.
Ako ay
ko ay gawain ng Panginoon.
Gumalaw ka, Panginoon.
Gumalaw.
Kumilos ka pa.
Kumilos.
Hinahayaan kita, Panginoon.
Hinahayaan.
Na maging aktibo at buhay sa aking buhay. I want you to imagine now in your minds all the people in your life that God has called you to love. A husband, a wife, a mother, a father, a child, a friend that has proven to be difficult at times. And God is telling you now, hindi mo kaya, you can't love that person on your own resources. You've got to remain connected with your source of power and love. And God is telling you, I invite you to deeper prayer. I invite you to be more connected with my word. I invite you to be more attached to me. Will your answer be yes? Say this with me. Give me, Lord, a deeper desire.
A deeper desire.
For your presence. For prayer. For your word. Give me that desire, Lord. So that I can love all those that you have sent me to love. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And while you're connected to the Lord, spirit to spirit, heart to heart, mind to mind, life to life, I'm going to pray for your blessings for the next 7 days. Father, I ask you that you sweep forth your mighty visitation upon your people. Your hand is not short for you not to touch them. Your ear is not deaf for you not to hear their cry. You are not blind for you not to see what they need. And for these next 7 days, I pray, Father, that you burst forth and explode in them a living river of life for all their needs. Meet their needs. Spiritual needs, emotional needs, physical needs. Let your comfort be there for those who are sorrowful, for those who need your comfort, for those who need your ministrations of the power of your Spirit. Let it just blossom forth in their lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Have dominion over us, Lord. Let your scepter of power be waved over us and claim us for yourself. Let the banner of love be established over our life and take your rulership and conquer us for these next 7 days. For we say our allegiance is yours and our name is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big hand. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be ending with one song, and it's just an inspiration that came to me this morning. Just an inspiration to sing this song for you. Maybe some of you may need this song. You know, I just feel that some of you are going through a crisis, going through some difficulties, and storms have lashed all around your life. And I want you to know, this is a message I received this morning. I want to pass it on to you. God is telling you that He is in charge. And as long as you stay in the orbit that God has established for you, you will experience His blessing and His miracles in your life. It's an old song. It's an old song. When my brook runs dry and the tears come by, when my heart aches and I don't know why, when the storms lash through all my days and the wind blows from every way, I shall look up. Miracles are on the way, I know. Miracles are on the way.
I see the God of miracles. I know miracles are on the way.
The prophet Elijah was being nourished, and his thirst was quenched by a brook, Cherith Brook. But then one day it dried up. It dried up. And Elijah, oh, he could have complained. He could have said, why me? I don't have any more any nourishing brook. But that was only because a miracle was coming. It was a widow from Zarephath who would be able to nourish Elijah in an even greater way. And if a brook has dried in your life, something that was there has been removed by life's circumstances, I want you to know that a miracle is coming. Because God will never abandon you, and He will never desert someone that He died for.
When my brook runs dry and the tears come by, when my heart aches and I don't know why, when the storms lash through all my days and the wind blows from every way, I shall look up. Miracles are on the way, I know. Miracles are on the way. I see the God of miracles. I know miracles are on the way.
God bless you. Thank you.